What are those clues?
Right. So back 20, 30 years ago in AML, AML was categorized by morphology, by the way the cells looked under a microscope, right? The French, American, British system, some people who have been practicing for a long time would recognize that. That's really fallen from favor the last 10 to 20 years. Most pathologists won't classify AML by the FAB classification system because it's, you know, kind of anachronism and there's no biological differences between those disease types. But what we found, and this is actually several other groups have found this as well, is that the FABM5 subgroup, the monocytic AML subgroup, they appear to not respond very well to venetoclax-based regimens. And in our hands, this is the only multivariate predictor of being refractory to venetoclax. And this has been actually now confirmed by a group in Finland who published a paper recently that if you do look at the old FAB classification system, FABM5, the monocytics, they do not respond well to this. The biology of this is fascinating and it gets maybe a little bit into the weeds here, but basically what we're finding is that those are the patients whose leukemia stem cells who are not dependent on this one type of metabolism. So I think in the future, in the very near future, what I'd like to see, what I hope to see, is that we're going to identify these likely non-responders based on morphology and based on other flow characteristics of these patients, and we're going to give them other therapies. And I think that's where the future is heading.
And you mentioned the subset, the FAB subset. Is that something that you're bringing into your practice clinically?
At the moment, we don't have a real outlet for this, unfortunately. So when I see an FABM5 patient who isn't an induction candidate, I don't have a whole lot else to offer. And so, you know, interestingly, I will say, even though FABM5 is a multivariate predictor of a poor response, we do have some FABM5 patients who have responded and have responded well. So it's not a 100% thing. We are working very hard, and I know others are too, to try to get at the underlying biology of this and have a real solid predictor outside of morphology, which, as you know, is a little subjective. One pathologist might call M5, another might call something else. But the bottom line, I think, is that at the moment, I mean, this is something that I don't have another, you know, viable therapy for outside of a patient with a targetable mutation. And so I really just cross my fingers and hope for the best. But I hope in the next year or two that this is going to become an active line of investigation and we're going to have clinical trials that are specifically dedicated to patients with this biology.